What I'm hoping to hear, because of the community that I work here at Entity Village, is the hope for more affordable housing, education, and jobs for Americans.
These are difficult times, though, aren't they, in the United States?
Very much so. I have a 19-year-old in college, and it's actually killing me. You know, I'm going to either have to sell a kidney or something else to pay for it.
How has life been for you over the last 4 years while President Obama served his first term?
Well, for me, it has been different. 4 years ago, I had been homeless maybe 2 years before that. I had been addicted on drugs and alcohol. So when I came into N Street Village, the hope that we have here that is demonstrated to all women is the same hope for our country.
So you've basically been able to turn your life around, have you, in the last 4 years?
Yes, sir, I have.
And the turning point for you was President Obama's inauguration ball, was it not, 4 years ago?
Absolutely. I felt like Cinderella. Our city was electric. Even though we were going through some housing issues and job losses, we all came together.
But there really was something to celebrate then, wasn't there? The election of the first African-American president in the history of the United States. Is it the same this time round?
Yes, it's still exciting. Because of the fact that 4 years ago that was such a history-making event, it still is history-making for me, being an African-American woman that has grown up here in the District of Columbia. I remember my mom saying that she never knew that we would have a black president. Now I know that it's possible. My 19-year-old actually voted this time. He's excited, so he has hope that he may be the next president.
So are you going to attend President Obama's inauguration on Monday?
Unfortunately, I will be working. I am very grateful because last year, this time, I didn't have a job. It's been very tough here for America as far as employment. But we will be watching on TV.